Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, February 16th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got a little gem for the pentesters here by Boyan. Boyan is writing how to exploit blind SQL injection. Blind SQL injection, of course, means that you do not get an error message. With that, you need to find other tricks to figure out how to determine if a statement is true or false. One trick that Boyan introduces here is to use divisions by zero to essentially then figure out if there is a result or no result based on error messages being triggered in the background but not being displayed to the user. And I wrote a quick diary with some of the attacks we are seeing against our telnet honeypots. Really nothing too overly exciting here other than that pretty much all of these attacks do target multiple architectures. So you do have different binaries for example, ARM and MIPS and maybe an x86 or such. But other than that, these attacks are amazingly trivial and really not well done on that end. And actually, there was a good comment here by Brian about how immature this entire field of security of devices still is. He was talking about a printer that he bought, I guess, a year ago, and now finally got around to update the firmware. And updating the firmware was really pretty bad. It's a brother printer that he bought here, and not only did he have to enable the Telnet server on the printer to update it, but also he had to install an out-of-date version of Java to even then run the update software. So really nothing your average user would ever do. And sticking with the Internet of Things for another story here, when I talk about Internet of Things, I usually mention that a voice over IP is really probably one example where Internet of Things type problems have been already pervasive throughout most enterprise networks and, you know, simple stuff like default passwords. There's an interesting blog post illustrating the problems that arise from default passwords with simple SNOM phones. SNOM is a brand of phones that's quite popular in small business but also enterprises. And with those phones, it's pretty easy, in particular, of course, with default credentials, to turn them into spy utilities where you essentially are able to listen in on conversations in the room just by connecting to the phone. And it doesn't really stop there. You can then, of course, make calls using that compromised phones. Now, the entire business of sort of reselling this for long distance calling has kind of disappeared with a call costs kind of approaching zero, but what you still have is calls to 900 numbers and the like, where the miscreant will make money by essentially calling their own billable numbers and then have the bill charged to the legitimate owner of that particular phone number. And Hindball Security is reporting about a new Android Trojans. We haven't really talked much about Android Trojans lately. Not really a lot new there. It always follows sort of the same pattern where the user installs the Trojan voluntarily. In this particular case, the user follows a link sent via an SMS message. Now, a couple of interesting features here about this particular Trojan. First of all, it does install Tor. Now, the Tor install comes from a legitimate source, so nothing really wrong with that, other than now, of course, the attacker does have a more covert channel to exfiltrate data and to set up a command control channel. It also sends an SMS message to an Iranian phone number. With that SMS message, the geolocation data from the phone is transmitted. Now, you would think that this probably, you know, pinpoints someone in Iran as being behind it. But another interesting feature is that this particular malware will not infect phones in Russia. If it does detect that it's a Russian Android version, the bot will not run. Other than that, it includes the standard Trojan or Android malware features. It can send SMS messages to pay-per-call numbers. It can play man in the middle on pretty much any kind of network connection, and it gives the attacker full access to your phone. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.